Today, we are reminded about the importance of faith in the middle of really hard things. Let me introduce you to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who we first hear about in Daniel chapter 3. Life for these guys was really, really tough. They were captured, taken far from home, and forced into a place with strange food, strange clothes, strange smells, and a king who wanted everyone to obey his rules. The king even made them change their names to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, these friends made a decision to stick together and honor God no matter what. One day, King Nebuchadnezzar sets up a giant golden statue and tells everyone, whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace. These three friends? No way. And in verse 17, they say, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. That's faith in action. Not a God will make this easy, but a belief God is worth it, even if this hurts. The king is furious. He is so mad that he heats the fiery furnace up 7 times hotter than normal. The three friends, firmly tied, fall into the blazing furnace. Now here's the crazy part. When people looked inside the furnace, they didn't see three guys walking around. They saw four. Someone else was in the fire with them, protecting them from what should have destroyed them. When the king saw the friends were okay, he called them out of the furnace. Not a single hair on their heads was burned, their bodies had no burn marks, and their clothes didn't even smell like smoke. Here's the good news for you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego deserved to die in that fire. They disobeyed the king. They broke the law. The punishment was death. But someone stepped into the fire with them and took the heat so they could walk out alive. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't earn their rescue from the fire. They couldn't. You can't earn your way out of a furnace when you've already inside it. They were saved because someone else stepped in. And that's exactly what Jesus does for us. We've all broken God's law. We've all sinned. The Bible says that the punishment for sin is death, but then Jesus steps into the fire of judgment for us. Jesus took the heat on the cross so we could walk out free. That's the free gift of salvation right there. Jesus steps into judgment we deserve, and we get to walk out unburned, not because we're good enough, but because Jesus is. Remember that even in the hottest times of life, Jesus is there each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.